Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Good Monday morning. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature that presents talented Tennessee Valley writers reading their own works. On today's episode, Pavarthi Buchanan traces her life's journey from Kerala, India to Madison, Alabama, alongside her cultivation of the curry leaf plant that she transplanted from her homeland to southern soil.
The curry leaf plant, a journey in redolence. Have you had the scent of a curry leaf? If you've had Indian food, you may even have tasted it. Though the plant is not native to Alabama, it can be transplanted. This is a tale of two transplants. On a crisp November morning, I walk onto the deck of our house. I'm greeted by a swaying thicket of curry leaf plants. They look happy, tossing their verdant stalks in the gentle breeze. I sip coffee, touch the leaves gently, inhale the aroma, and delight in them. In this unseasonal winter, they look as luxurious as they did in the summer. When I migrated 25 years ago, I was uprooted and replanted from the deep south of India to the deep south of America. And much like a transplanted curry leaf, I had to stir up my roots. My anchor became home cooking, and I felt the need for a steady supply of curry leaves to thrive in this new soil and clime. In the early years, I wondered if I could ever have fresh curry leaves throughout the year. Sure, the Indian store had baggies, but never a copious amount. There was enough for a tinge of flavor, but that would not cut it for this chef. I wanted a heap of them at any given time because every dish required a handful. The curry leaf is an irreplaceable ingredient in Kerala cuisine. The only solution was to have a plant in the backyard. I was born in Kerala, India, and this plant is perennial to that tropical soil where it grows into shrubs. The curry leaf plant does not need coddling in warm and humid surroundings. It is a different story for one transplanted to a colder climate. At the start of my gardening apprenticeship, a few died in my hands when they could not bear the winter. Then about 15 years ago, a friend, Mariama John, supplied me with a robust shrub, and that was the moment of zen, and from then on, there was no looking back. With each passing year, I became skilled at cultivating curry leaves at home. The saplings multiplied under the original, and I added one new shrub after another. Today, I have a surfeit that I give away every year. Now, I'm less dependent on curry leaves as my cooking has balanced into an expanse of cuisines. While the ancestral curry leaf is close to me, it grows betwixt rosemary, parsley, sage, and thyme. My natural and adopted cuisines have merged over my kitchen stove. The culinary diversity that began years ago feels more fulfilling today than ever. How many more years will I grow this plant? I wondered if my children would embrace the practice. The answer arrived when my daughter moved to D.C. and took one with her. 2 years in, she has a wholesome plant on her balcony. In the summer, she tends to it, uses it, and remembers her home in Alabama. When winter sets in, like her mom, she moves the plant inside. And just like that, the saplings continued to grow.
Jin-
Pavarthi Buchanan is a teacher at Calhoun Community College and has a passion for educating and connecting with her students. She loves to read, travel, and cook. Pavarthi is the last Buchanan family member to join the Sundial Writers community. She joins husband Sri, daughters Minu and Aparna, and even Izzy the dog, who starred in her own essay in 2021. You can hear Pavarthi's story of two transplants again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll have another new Sundial episode for you next Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 WLRH in Huntsville.